You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, those of you that smoke pot, you're going to want to listen to this. They say cannabis, obviously the component in marijuana, causes the same type of chaotic brain activity seen in people with schizophrenia. Researchers from Bristol University in Western England made the discovery after measuring the brain neurons of rats that were given the psychoactive ingredient of cannabis. See, people don't think cannabis has psychoactive ingredients. They think, no, dude, right? Lay low, you're relaxed with it. But honestly, it can mess with you. They found that the drug completely disrupted coordinated brain waves, which are essential for memory and decision-making in the area across the hippocampus and the prefrontal cortex. No! Guys, did you have any idea that your pot smoking would manipulate your hippocampus and prefrontal cortex? The resulting brain activity was uncoordinated and inaccurate, leading to neurophysiological and behavioral impairments similar to those seen in schizophrenia. Hot, what in bloody hell? The rats exposed to the cannabis-like drug were left unable to make accurate decisions. Wouldn't my show sound sexier if I sounded like your GPS? Turn left. You know, my husband, when we have the GPS, he always picks the woman British voice, right? You know, I like French, you know, turn en route à Paris. I would like a Frenchman, you know, or Greek, turn left for some baba ganoush. I would like. But no, my husband likes the British woman. All right, so we'll see if this sounds sexier, okay? The rats exposed to the cannabis-like drug were left unable to make accurate decisions when navigating a maze, according to the findings published Tuesday in the Journal of Neuroscience. Come on! Hey, you know what? I've never been to England. That's not bad for an accent. Okay, you know, I don't want to rip on you guys that smoke pot. I know a lot of you do. I know a lot of you have glaucoma. I didn't realize how many cases of glaucoma are out there all of a sudden, right? I mean, wow. Wow, really? Really? So anyway, all right, so what do we do with this activity? Well, okay, here's the thing. Just realize that marijuana is still a drug. You know, whether you smoke something, whether you snort something, whether you pop it as a pill or shove it up your butt as a suppository, everything out there are chemicals. You know, whether it's a pharmaceutical, whether it, you know, and so just make sure before you put it in your body, it's tested. And since most, you know, doobs, right, and doobies, if I'm using the proper term, I know there's a lot of fun terms for it. We went through that. I was trying to teach us older parents how to tell if our kid was smoking pot, right? Because Bahama Mama and, you know, there's all these terms for it. But my favorite is doob. I like calling it a doob and a doobie. You know, your average doob isn't FDA regulated. Okay? Yes, it matters. Yes, it matters, especially if it's going to give you schizophrenic-like activity, and you can't drive while you doob. You cannot drive while you doob. No marijuana, people. I know you're like, yeah, but it's not alcohol. I think it could be worse. I think it could slow your mentation worse. Remember, it causes psycho-affective issues with your hippocampus. All right, keep an eye on your hippocampus. Don't be watching everybody else's hippocampus. Watch your own hippocampus. Okay? And your prefrontal cortex, please. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I usually don't get any hate mail, honestly. I really don't. Because I think everybody, this is what I heard. I heard nobody likes my show. I hear nobody likes my show, but they love it. See, so maybe people love my show, but honestly, the only time I get critical emails is when I sing, when I talk about Obamacare, and it's a person who's a liberal that you know likes Obamacare, and when I talk about pot, and you'll you know they're like, oh yeah, dude. Come on, man. All right. But I got to admit, my patients that smoke pot are the sweetest, most lovable, most, I mean, and they're honest. They tell me everything. Like, yeah, I you know, smoked some this morning, but I gotta admit, I had the best bowel movement. Really? What? Oh, it was the best bowel movement. I don't think I have constipation anymore, doctor. Dude. Yeah, I mean, they're very honest and very nice. I have never met a pot smoker that wasn't nice. Now, I'm not saying smoke pot. Okay, still, you know, bad, bad, bad. But, you know, I have to bring that up. That's very interesting. Okay, so there's some controversy. Hospitals may want to mandate the flu shot. Right? If you want to work in the hospital, you have to take the flu shot. Now, I know a lot of people have issues with that because some people don't want to get the flu shot. It looks like there's a doctor in England under fire because he got the flu, never got the flu shot, and exposed people. And what's interesting about this topic is, you know, we just heard the Conrad Murray jury verdict case where he was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. And one thing we're going to bring up this hour, like we brought up last hour, is when is a doctor's malpractice considered involuntary manslaughter? When a person dies on the table, dies in the ER, has an adverse event from something the doctor does, when is it involuntary manslaughter? Now, of course, people have been talking about, you know, the Conrad Murray case, but Dr. Dahlia, this case was really extreme. You know, he went to the person's house with propofol, no crash cart, no nursing staff, no monitors. You're right. When I first heard this, I'm like, well, is it going to be involuntary manslaughter? Is he actually going to be charged? Is he going to be thrown in jail? You know, or was this gross negligence? I mean, the question is are you allowed to do home visits with propofol? Now, I mean, doctors were doing home visits. You know, doctors would be doing surgery in your own house. But usually, they'd bring all the necessary equipment, they'd bring the staff. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that the verdict was guilty for involuntary manslaughter. And, you know, we'll talk about, in fact, I was talking about the actual definition of involuntary manslaughter. It's basically where it could be unwittingly, it could be a legal act versus an illegal act, but basically results from, quote-unquote, improper use of reasonable care or skill while performing a legal act. I mean, in that case, you know, he could have been actually tried for worse. But we'll talk about that when we come back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I know, but this isn't a dancing show. This is a learning show. So sit your tushies down because you got to learn something here. All right, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Okay, so to quickly review what happened with the involuntary manslaughter charge, basically, involuntary manslaughter is the unlawful, they say, unjustifiable, and or inexcusable killing of one human by another under circumstances lacking premeditation, deliberation, and express or implied malice. Okay? Now, there are various degrees of definition of involuntary manslaughter. One says that in most states, involuntary manslaughter results from an improper use of reasonable care or skill while performing a legal act. Now, you know, if you look at that, improper use of reasonable care or skill, somebody could even say that Dr. Conrad Murray didn't even do reasonable care or skill, because an anesthesiologist, which he wasn't, he was a cardiologist, an interventional cardiologist, an anesthesiologist would not perform a propofol induction at home. That would not be considered reasonable care. So, you know, some people claim that this involuntary manslaughter was actually light. There's an argument that it could be a murder charge. Personally, now, I don't want to say murder. I think I agree with the involuntary manslaughter charge. But this isn't the first time that a doctor has been accused. Hold on one second. We got, Charles, let me see. Okay, never mind. All right, good. Oh, we got Charles and Kyle on the dial, at Genesis Communication Network. We are rocking and rolling today. All right, so back to this involuntary manslaughter here. All right, so if a doctor does improper use of reasonable care or skill while performing a legal act, you see how that could be so broad, where almost anything a doctor does that has a bad outcome, where someone dies, he could be criminally charged. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that doesn't happen. This only happened in Conrad Murray's case. No, it didn't. No, it has happened multiple times. Now, in the first hour, we talked about a radiologist who, it was just his shift that night, and a person comes in with a kidney stone. The ER doc calls the urologist. The urologist wants a test that was a little old-fashioned, but still a common test, an IVP, an excretory urogram, where you inject dye. The radiologist is like, really? We usually do a CAT scan. Usually we do a non-contrast CAT scan, you know, to rule out kidney stone. I when I did ER, I'd order a CAT scan. Even, I know it's more expensive, but I just didn't want to run the risk of giving somebody the dye if they were having a kidney stone that was blocking the flow of the kidney and blocking an obstructive kidney. Well, the urologist says, look, I'm the urologist. I've been doing this for 40 years. I'm not going to change my management. This is what I want. You know, listen to me. So the radiologist did. He gave the patient, the patient was only 40 years old, gave the patient the IV dye. He goes into anaphylactic shock and dies. Malpractice case is initiated. The emergency room doc was off the hook because he had referred to the urologist. The urologist was only 10% liable. But the radiologist, the one that actually gave the dye, 90%. Even though he was doing a test that the urologist ordered. The problem is he never documented the back and forth banter. To make a long story short, a radiologist being found 90% negligent, for some reason it goes into a settlement. And they settle. He gets, I believe, I don't want to say a slap on the wrist. It was more than that, a reprimand. However, the family doesn't stop there. The family goes further and says he killed, you know, our loved one, and goes for a criminal case. Now, after, from what I understand, much money going into the defense and months of trials and tribulations, it was thrown out. But doctors have been accused criminally if somebody dies and what you would think would be a malpractice case. Again, it's horrible that the man died. I find this frustrating because I remember when I did ER, radiology and the internist would go back and forth. And I'm still shocked that the urologist was only 10% liable. He's the one that wanted the test. And you know, usually when he orders a test, a radiology does the test that he orders. You know, you don't usually see radiologists say, this going back and forth shouldn't happen. It does. It does go back and forth, but it shouldn't happen. Okay, so what else? When have doctors been charged? Well, they say there's been three obstetricians convicted of manslaughter or second-degree murder in connection with deaths of women for whom they performed abortions. A Colorado anesthesiologist was convicted of reckless manslaughter for allegedly falling asleep during a routine ear operation on a child. And again, you guys may agree with these. You guys may say, yeah, absolutely, if he falls asleep. You know, that was reckless manslaughter. An Army anesthesiology resident was charged with involuntary manslaughter for allegedly improperly administering an antibiotic to the teenage daughter of a Marine colonel. So improperly administering an antibiotic, I wish we had more details on that. A Florida surgeon was fined and suspended from practicing medicine for amputating the wrong foot of a diabetic patient and cutting off the toe of another patient without consent. Now you see, I would think if you cut off the wrong leg, cut off the wrong toe, that would have a much more harsher penalty. An Oklahoma surgeon was convicted of involuntary manslaughter for IV administering an excess dosage of potassium chloride. Officials of a medical lab in Wisconsin charged with, get this, reckless homicide for misinterpreting pap smears of two women who later died of cervical cancer. And then a New York internist was convicted of causing the death of a woman. This comes from ajronline.org. All right. So, I mean, I'm not saying these cases are right or wrong, but if this Conrad Murray case sets a precedence for malpractice cases that I think would be weaker than what happened with Conrad Murray, like, you know, take a propofol to a person's house and administering it. I think that's far out there, but something like, you know, a person getting IV contrast and dying, we're not going to have a lot of doctors wanting to stay in this field. I mean, it's one thing to be sued, lose your house, lose your license, but to be thrown in jail for an adverse event. Now, yes, I mean, you're the one holding the syringe. So administering too much potassium chloride, if you were a non-doctor and you came up to somebody with potassium chloride and you shot them up with it and they died, yes, you would be charged with murder. So somebody could argue, well, why aren't doctors charged with murder if it's in a medical setting? Well, apparently some are. It's just my concern is a lot of mistakes happen. They shouldn't. Medical mistakes shouldn't happen. Anesthesiologists shouldn't fall asleep. When I was training, there was an anesthesiologist who would always fall asleep and snore, you know, in the middle of the surgery. You know, I mean, anesthesiologists fall asleep, which is scary. And you know, somebody could argue maybe we need these criminal penalties to scare doctors. But on the other hand, like what happened with this radiologist doing a test that another doctor ordered, almost put him in jail. Who's going to want to do the tests? I mean, we already are in a medical society where doctors have to think 3,000 times before they do, because, you know, lawsuits are so common, and one lawsuit, you're out. But, you know, if some of them can go to jail for their actions, I don't think we're going to see that many people want to put their neck on the line. All right? Malpractice neck is one thing, but criminal neck is a whole nother. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see over the next few years that fine line between a fatal outcome, an unfortunate fatal outcome in a medical setting, and involuntary manslaughter. Now, I've been getting emails, I mean, you know, back and forth, people have been saying, you know, honest, this was a witch hunt because it was Michael Jackson. I don't know. I mean, this case, true, it was bizarre. Extremely bizarre. I have no idea why he didn't tell Michael Jackson no. Patients ask for things all the time. And as a clinician, you have the right to say no. That's one of the very few things that we could exercise. You know, we could say no. And I urge any medical provider, if somebody is asking for something a little off color, just say no. It's not worth it. Now, the average doctor makes $25 to $40 a patient. I understand Conrad Murray was making $150,000 a month. I mean, it's a lot harder to turn that gig down. But, you know, keep in mind, even if Michael Jackson was drugged and he was doctor shopping, you still need to be the one. When you have an interaction with a patient, okay, like me, anytime I have an interaction with the patient, that's all that matters for that 5, 10, 20 minutes or 60 minutes. That's all that matters. And you need to, in that meeting, give them the best possible medical advice and treatment you can. All right? It doesn't matter that my patient doctor shopped, went to another doctor to get 100 Lortab. I'm going to say no, because now it's my turn. It's my license, it's my criminal butt, and he's my patient. Right? I'm going to practice medicine as ethically as I can, and if I don't think you should be taking that medication, I'm going to say no. Right? I mean, that $150,000 a month isn't worth it if you're in jail. All right, when we come back, more news on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right. Sorry to clear my throat. I don't have to clear my throat during break, but as soon as I come back on air, I clear my throat. I need to remind myself, give my little reminder. Clear your throat, burp, do whatever you have to do on break. You can't do it on air. For those of you joining us, it is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Kyle and Charles is telling me they have a cough button, but you know what? Now that I think about it, all right, this is a medical show. So if this is a medical show, don't you want to hear a cough? Right? Don't you want to hear me pass a kidney stone? I passed a kidney stone on air a couple months ago. I thought that was pretty rewarding, you know, for people that have never passed a kidney stone. So, y'all hear plenty of gas. That's what I really need to use a cough button for, you know? I eat a bad burrito one day. Y'all don't need to hear that. Really. Maybe it'll help my ratings if I use a cough button. Thanks, Kyle. You're right about that one. Okay, so we're talking about doctor liability and when is a doctor liable. You know, how far should the law go? Should malpractice start turning into criminal cases. Again, you know, it's hard for any of us to talk about this if we haven't lost a loved one. You know, when you lose a loved one to a medical error, I mean, you want blood. It's just a horrible, horrible tragedy to happen to your family. And so, you know, if any of you have lost a loved one to a medical error, actually, my husband's family, it happened. One of his, I believe, great aunts died during the anesthesia, and it was, from what I understand, an anesthesia overdose. And it was a simple surgery. She died, and oh, the husband wanted blood. I mean, it was not my husband, but the husband of the aunt, and it was just just horrifying to think something like this could happen, because you put your life into the doctor's hands. But you know, I'm going to tell you, as a doctor, I mean, I try to make sure I have plenty of sleep. I try to make sure I'm nourished, you know, well, I'm eating my vegetables, and you know, sometimes I'll even, you know, drink a, you know, a little coffee or diet soda just to make sure I have my caffeine if I think I'm tired, because I want to be as sharp as I can. But medical mistakes happen. And, you know, we can't ignore the fact that, you know, some cases, you know, like a doctor amputated the wrong leg or whatever, you know, got a slap on the wrist, malpractice suit, yet others, you know, were brought up on criminal charges. And, you know, my concern is if we start criminally charging doctors, then no one's going to want to go into medicine. I mean, you can only take so much risk. You can only take so much. For what you're getting paid, you can only take so much. Conrad Murray was being paid $150,000 a month. Still, that's no excuse for what he did. But the average doctor averages $25 to $40 a patient, depending on the insurance. Are they going to take that risk if they could go to jail for a fatal outcome? It's not worth it. Doctors aren't getting paid enough to take that risk on. Right? Oh, well, you know, we'll have nurse practitioners and physician assistants. Nurse practitioners and physician assistants aren't stupid. They're not going to want to go to jail either. We had a woman in town that killed three kids at a bus stop because she had taken Xanax the night before. And, of course, when this happened, not only did they go after her, but they went after the physician assistant that prescribed it. You know, now, we're talking about the story here. There's a doctor, I believe, in England who risked patients by giving them the flu. He did not receive his flu shot, and apparently, I believe, people were exposed to him when he had the flu. One was pregnant. Now, I don't think anybody was hurt, but imagine if somebody was. So somebody gets a flu because the doctor's sick and ends up dying, whether it's a swine flu, whether it's you know, regular flu, or something happens. Can you go after the doctor? Should all hospital workers, should all medical workers be vaccinated? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, right now they're discussing, apparently the National Vaccine Advisory Committee is recommending that hospitals be mandated in other healthcare facilities with rates under 90%. All right, these are healthcare personal influenza vaccination subcommittees of the National Vaccine Advisory Committees. You got subcommittees under the advisory committee, not to be mixed up with the super committee that Congress has, and I don't know where the, you know, what the hell they're coming up with, okay? The committee is tasked with making recommendations to the Department of Health and Human Services on how to achieve 90% coverage of healthcare workers. Why aren't healthcare workers getting the flu shot? If it's free, why aren't they getting the flu shot? What do people have against the flu shot? Now, we've talked about the flu shot on the show. All right, I mean, the flu shot, if it's the killed vaccine, the injectable, you aren't supposed to get the flu from it. You could get the flu from the live attenuated one that's the nasal spray, but you're not supposed to, you know, get the flu from the shot. We don't usually see side effects with this flu shot. Why are people scared? Maybe some people, they don't believe in getting the shot. Maybe some people think they're going to be the one in a million that could Guillain-Barré, that paralysis disorder. I mean, one of my very good friends who's a physician did. He got the flu shot, his annual flu shot. He got Guillain-Barré. Very rare. The only one I know that got that. He almost completely resolved, except he does have a foot drop and he does have a limp. But maybe that scares people. But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because I definitely see both sides. Yeah, you know, I mean, when you go to a hospital and you're going to be taken care of by somebody, you assume that person is not going to make you sick. Right? And so it makes sense that our hospital workers, our healthcare workers, our doctors and our staff, you know, are vaccinated. But then on the flip side, is the vaccination enough? I mean, just because you force everybody to get the flu vaccine, is that enough? There's still strep. There's still other flus. There's still, what if the flu shot doesn't take? So, you know, they if they want to mandate everybody getting the flu shot, and certain people are very nervous or they think they're going to be that one in a million. I mean, a few years ago, I remember an article, and before I could even try to pull the site, it was off. But three people had died from the flu shot in Israel. They believe it was the same lot, the same box. So something might have been wrong with that one box as opposed to the flu shot. And I don't believe it was the same kind given here in the States or in England. But, you know, you have people that are paranoid that that could be them. How do you mandate, how do you force somebody to get the shot? Is that unconstitutional? Can you force somebody to get a vaccine if they don't want it? You know, that's why many people are opting out of vaccines and school vaccines. I mean, I think it's a shame. You know, I don't see the vaccine reactions that everybody are afraid of. But I do understand. I do empathize. I mean, every time I inject my kids with a vaccine, I always say a prayer. Of course I do. You know, because again, you hear these stories. I have one patient who claims that her child became autistic. We've already disproven that. Autism is caused by genes. We have autism in our extended family. It's gene related. But what if there is a autistic-like disorder that hasn't been diagnosed yet? I mean, I don't know what to tell this mother. She claims, you know, she says, you look at the video, the kid's normal, got the shot, the kid's not normal. I don't know what to tell her. I don't have an answer for that. I don't know. But it's going to be interesting to see if doctors are going to be liable and healthcare workers are going to be liable if they end up coming down with the flu and getting people sick. And it's going to be interesting to see if you could actually mandate a hospital to get the vaccine. I posted this on Facebook. I'm not going to read your answers. I wish I had more time. But, I mean, it was 50-50. Half said, yes, you should mandate hospital workers. The other half said, no. I mean, my concern is if you're going to mandate hospital workers against a flu vaccine, then what about MRSA? What about your hospital worker that carries MRSA? What about your hospital worker that may have herpes, that may have, you know, a couple sores that are open? What if your hospital worker has strep and doesn't feel it yet? You know, some of these diabetics, when they get sick, they don't feel the symptoms. You know, I mean, just because your hospital worker had the flu shot doesn't mean they're completely 100% sterile by any means. You know, but flu is so deadly that I see the logic behind it. So I'd love to hear what you guys think. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking about constitutionality and mandating things, it looks like there may be an injunction. I'm trying to pull up the story right now on these cigarette labels. All right, you guys have seen that with the cigarette labels where tobacco companies were forced to put these ugly pictures of lungs and kids. I actually thought they were stupid. And I'll tell you why when I come back on the Dr. Dahlia show. I think it's stupid to put these pictures on these cigarettes. When we come back, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, your tweets, your Twitter, anything you want to do. I am just psyched. Just lay it on me. All right. A lot to talk about now. So really quickly here, this FDA being, you know how the FDA wanted cigarettes and tobacco companies to have warnings on the cigarette packages, and some of these were pretty gruesome. Now, a federal judge today blocked it. said in a 29-page ruling, this is U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon, he granted the preliminary injunction because he said there was substantial likelihood the cigarette companies would ultimately win on the merits of this position that these mandatory graphic images unconstitutionally compelled speech. Now, here's the thing. Okay, most of us are against smoking, right? We think first-hand smoke, second-hand smoke, third-hand smoke can kill. But the truth of the matter is I always thought that was unconstitutional. How do you force a company to advertise against themselves? Okay? If smoking kills, well, somebody could argue alcohol does too. And then if that's the case, are they going to make alcohol companies put pictures on their label of throat cancer, of pancreatic cancer, breast cancer? How are you going to put pictures of that on there? I mean, not everybody that smokes dies of lung cancer. So, you know, that's the argument why not everybody that drinks alcohol dies. Now, what about then a car? You know, what about a car company? Do you have to put pictures on a car of kids being killed that get run over on Halloween night? You see, where is it going to stop? If the government is allowed to make tobacco companies advertise against themselves on their packaging, that could just continue. I mean, it could happen to, you know, you all know I love my ding-dongs, right? So our yummy, I don't want to say a brand, but like our cupcakes and our yummy treats that we like to buy at the store. Well, they could put pictures of clogged arteries and, you know, dead people after having a heart attack on those. But not all people get heart attacks from eating those products. You know, I mean, the truth of the matter is, yes, smoking causes multiple deaths. It hurts people around you, but it doesn't kill each and every person. So you cannot put that on the package. And if it did, well, then outlaw tobacco. You know, you don't have somebody make a product that has pictures all over it showing dead lung. I think it's stupid. I think it is absolutely ridiculous. And I think it's a far-reaching arm of the government that can then reach to other aspects. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I mean, what about spicy food? What about Tabasco sauce? Right? Causing heartburn. You know, heartburn could later lead to Barrett's esophagus, which could lead to esophageal cancer. I mean, are we going to be putting sickened esophagi on pictures of Tabasco sauce? Where does it end? So as far as I'm concerned, I like the idea of warnings on the cigarette packages. If somebody can't read, okay, maybe that's why they wanted to put the pictures, because somebody couldn't read the warnings that have been on cigarette labels all this time. Well, then an argument could be you could draw a picture of a lung. Maybe you could draw a picture of a heart on a certain food packages. Maybe you could draw on alcohol packages a car with a line through it. But the whole label, that's ridiculous. Now, I wouldn't be surprised. I think that's what's going to happen. I think the government is going to come up with a system, not that I agree with it, but they're going to come up with a system where you have these little pictures for people that can't read English or that can't read, that will see that and know, okay, that product could cause something. But you see, how do you know? I mean, what are the health consequences of a cupcake? All right, let's say you want to eat a cupcake. Is it heart attack? Is it stroke? Is it diabetic coma? I mean, where does it end? I mean, what are they going to decide to do? So, like I said, I think it's stupid. That's my stand on it. And even though I don't like smoking, I can't stand smoking, I think none of us should be smoking, I don't think the pictures are constitutionally correct. So, or constitutional. Now I'm stumbling on my words. Guys, fix your radio. You got to fix your radio. Constitutional. Thank you. All right, let's go back. Okay, phone lines 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hit some more medical headlines. It looks like teenagers, 50% report, 50% of teens report sexual harassment. Is that crazy? 50%, girls more than guys, but still guys too. Whether it's emails, whether it's text, whether it's gestures, 50%. Now, we talked about sexual harassment. We've talked about that a lot on our show where, you know, a simple gesture could be construed a joke. But, you know, for 50% of kids to admit it, how many people aren't admitting it? You know, many people don't admit it, or they don't realize that's what happened to them. I urge each and every one of you to talk to your students, talk to your teenagers, and be very vocal about it. And I think what they have to do in the high school is what they had to do in our medical school. You know, when we were making jokes and giving everybody the finger, they said that is a form of sexual harassment. You know, now I know we all get the finger left and right. We've talked about that. The finger, not a very smart thing to do. But, you know, maybe they need to, you know, we learned sex ed in high school. You know, maybe they need to also teach sexual harassment so people know when something's wrong. You know, I've talked about on the show, I had an event with a physician when I was younger, and I didn't realize it was inappropriate conduct on his part because I didn't know. I was stupid. I had passed a kidney stone. You all have heard this story. If you haven't heard this story, I'll tell you. I had passed a kidney stone. I believe I was 19 years old. Went to the hospital. You know, I was there for 5-6 hours, passed it, and then they sent me to a nephrologist. So I went to the nephrologist, which is a kidney doctor. I know exactly who he is, and he still practices. I really should, you know, say something, but I really don't want the publicity, and, you know, I'm kicking myself for not saying something years ago, because this was years ago. I mean, I'm 19, how many years? What, 5. Okay. So anyway, so he examines me, and he asks the nurse to leave the room. The nurse had made me completely undress in a gown. She leaves the room, and he opens up the gown, and he feels around, and he does a breast exam, and he, you know, checks under the arm, and he checks lymph nodes, inguinal in the groin area and all over, whatever, and he says, all right, you're fine, go see a urologist or something. All right, now, that was one of my first adult doctor visits. I'd gone to the pediatrician, you know, but I was scared. I'd passed a kidney stone. I was bleeding. I had been throwing up. You know, pretty traumatic. I didn't know. So I didn't know what to expect. So, you know, I left and went about my, you know, I told my boyfriend about it. And, you know, he kind of laughed and said, you know, I should have probably been there. And I'm like, I don't know. He's a doctor. I'll take a shower afterwards. I just didn't know. We didn't know. We were stupid. So I'm in medical school years later. And a lot of times how they would present a case is the doctor, the visiting doctor, the visiting professor would go up front and he'd walk us through a case of a kidney stone. You know, all right, so, you know, 40-year-old man comes in, he's doing this, what do you order? We order a CAT scan, you order this, you order this, you order this. You know, and then, you know, he finishes. And he goes, all right, so, you know, good job, class, you pretty much covered it. I'm looking at him thinking he did a very cursory job, and I rose my hand, and I should have known that every time I raise my hand in medical school, something horrible comes from it. Well, I raised my hand. Of course, my friends next to me are like, put your hand down, shut up. And I go, no, I got a question. And he's like, did I forget something, Dahlia? And I'm like, well, yes, you forgot a lot. And he's like, well, what did I miss? I go, you didn't examine her breasts or his breast, or it was, I think it was a woman at the time. You didn't examine her breasts. You didn't examine her inguinal nodes. You didn't check the vaginal area. You didn't palpate this. You didn't palpate this. He's like, what the hell are you talking about? I go, well, I had a kidney stone when I was like 19, and that's what my doctor did to me. And you know, my friends start to just cover their eyes, and you hear people go, can you say assault? You know, and then my friend goes, oh, my God, Dahlia, oh, you're such an idiot. Anyway, so the doctor just kind of shakes his head, looks at me, and then talks about the next subject. And that's when I realized the exam that I went through was pretty inappropriate. Okay, but you see, many people don't know. I don't want to say stupid. Let me take that back. A lot of us are naive. We don't know because we're trusting what we think is the doctor in front of us. Now, most doctors don't do that, but man. All right, guys, if this is your stop, you have a great rest of the day. If not, stay on for another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm going to be right back. Hope you all are.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.